Moncrief on News Talk
with Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.
In many parts of the world, cannabis is being legalised either for medical or personal use. And in California, where that's already happened, one campaigner wants to go even further. Kevin Saunders has filed a ballot initiative, the aim being to get Californians to vote on the potential legalisation of magic mushrooms. Kevin, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Now, to give some background, I suppose, as to how you became involved with this issue, I read an interview in which you said at the age of 27, you made a conscious decision to become a heroin addict.
I did. Age 27, after finishing university at USC in Los Angeles, and after some minor campaigns that I was involved in, I think, like a lot of people, depression kicked in. In the later 20s, and I was no different, and it affected me in profound ways as I saw people, you know, having successes in life and career and family, and I seemed to not be hitting the marks that I set for myself, and I after researching it and after feeling that this was a sane decision, I decided to experiment and eventually settled into a five-year heroin addiction. I describe it as high-functioning, world traveling. I was able to escape the misery of Hep C and HIV infection, and what started out kind of a journey, you know, kind of a journey and really creative Hollywood, you know, where, you know, I sniffing heroin off supermodels, you know, hip bones, to eventually 5 years later, anything but that, and hanging out with hookers and pimps in Mission District of San Francisco. And it turned really, really, really ugly and the opposite of what I set out for. Mm-hmm. And at that point, my mother scooped me up, took me to Death Valley, and I experienced the most profound experience of my life. And I'm sitting here talking to you almost 15 years later, clean.
And can you describe for us, and as far as you can, what effect the mushrooms had upon you?
Well, I tend to not want to describe experiences, whether it's in real time or looking back. I think they're so personal to the individual. That I can say that for me, what it allowed me to do was rise above my ego, and I was able to set my antenna in a position that was amenable to me receiving the kind of thoughts that I needed, whether it was from early Catholic teachings or progressive heroes in literature, or some of my Sinn Féin heroes and former allegiances to a unified Ireland. It all kind of coalesced into a political vacuum, so to speak. So for me, all those the message that I was able to receive came in a political sense. For some people, I know it comes in for musically or in poetry or in PTSD healing from warfare or from some sort of trauma with domestic violence. And those are all worthy things. But for me, it all happened in the political realm, and it allowed for my ideas and my interests, which range from Irish Republican politics all the way to psilocybin. And I believe that in America right now, and there is a fascination with mushrooms, with psilocybin. There's a fascination with Ireland. And I believe that that there is actually a connection. I believe that the weather, the environment, the mythology of Ireland is really conducive to psilocybin growing, to mushroom growing. And I believe that this is going to be something that can be taxed and regulated. This would be something that would be, you're already starting to see it mentioned in television and in movies, in social media. And I believe that this is something that could spur Irish tourism as well as California tourism. I believe in my absolute heart that this could lead to a reopening of dialogue between orange and green. And I believe that somewhere in the world of psilocybin lies the possibility that the troubles will be a footnote in history.
So you think magic mushrooms could unify Ireland?
In my heart, I believe that. I believe that there's already a fascination with Ireland, with your music, with the actress and the television show. You know, Sharon Horgan is extremely popular here now.
Mm-hmm.
You have Gerry Adams and beautiful Michelle O'Neill and Mary Lou McDonald. You have these cult figures in Ireland now that are becoming very popular here in America. And I, to be honest, really do feel that this could possibly lead this mushroom, this boom that we're seeing. You know, there's a shroom boom right now. And I believe that Irish politics can be the beneficiary as well as American politics. We're hurting here right now with Donald Trump
okay.
as our president. So we're spinning out of control. And I think that you're going to see his administration come after mushrooms, me, CPLI in particular, and use it as a wedge issue in 2018 here in California.
Now, and obviously an important part of your political agenda is the legalization of mushrooms, but psilocybin, I suppose, more generally in the state of California. To do that, you need something like 360,000 signatures. Is that right?
Yes, sir. 365 signatures are needed. And what they do is they base that on the returns of the previous gubernatorial election for governor. And it's usually around the same number. But in California, it's really interesting. We have what is called the initiative process. And I think people would be really interested to find out that out of the 28 states that currently have recreational or medicinal marijuana here in the United States, not one was birthed by a politician in the legislature, not one. So what you have is every single situation, Colorado, Washington, Oregon, California, for medicinal marijuana, these were all birthed through what is called the initiative proposition process. And in California, being such a populous state, a state that literally goes from almost the Oregon border down to Mexico, and the politics are very extreme, depending on if you're in a rural or an urban setting. And what you find now is essentially it had to be through a initiative process. And what we have found is there's one track, sir, and it's signature gathering. Mm. Unfortunately, signatures equate to about $1 to $3 per vote.
Wow.
So you can do, or valid signatures. So you can do the math. That is anywhere between $2 to $4 to $6 million. Now, a lot of it goes to consulting fees to the groups like Drug Policy Alliance, Normal, Sensible Students for Drug Policy. And, you know, they do good work, but they pay for a lot of things like high commercial real estate and, you know, limousines and parties and outreach and things like that. And not a lot of that money really hits the ground. So what we've decided to do is rely on a kind of a quasi-volunteer coordinator slash paid signature gathering where we bypass the typical fat cat consultants in San Francisco, Sacramento, and Los Angeles and go straight to college campuses, gay pride festivals, mushroom festivals. We want to rely on traditional media like hoodies, bumper stickers. And then what we really feel, and this is where I take a cue from the Russian troll farms, is we believe that through Facebook boosting, we could target certain areas and are in the process of, as we speak, of targeting areas in California through Facebook targeting in areas that wouldn't be conducive to psilocybin legalization, but you can target it with interest. Like, do people like Elvis Presley? Do people like the U.S. Army? Do people like U2, the band? So you can target your audience, the Grateful Dead, Burning Man, things like that.
Yeah,
so
they like
we believe
mushrooms.
That through Facebook marketing and through traditional radio like yourselves reaches such a broad audience that we believe that we're primed. So
Have you started the signature gathering process yet?
You know, we can't legally until November 1st.
Right,
in California,
okay.
There's a situation called the title and summary, which needs to come from the Attorney General's office after what is called a fiscal analysis summary, where they take the bones of your initiative and they say, how will this fiscally affect California? So we provided them with the information that in California, it's $59,000 per year to house a healthy inmate, not an inmate with diabetes or HIV or mental health issues, but just a simple, standard, healthy adult, $59,000. And there's 102 people right now in California in jail for psilocybin as we speak. Mm-hmm. Most are federal cases because of the weight of the mushrooms themselves. Kicks it up, kind of like the crack cocaine epidemic and disparity that you saw in the 80s, where they were weighing the actual baking soda and then giving the sentences to majority black defendants. So in California, most of the cases are federal, but 102 are state. So if you do the math, 102 times 59,000, 60,000, you come up with that number. That's not including public defenders, probation, parole, all the things that come along, the arrest, the investigation. Then you think about how many people died in California for mushroom poisoning. How many people, had they had the benefit of mushroom ID kits and state-mandated programs where they taught you that this is a mushroom that will put you in renal or liver failure and cost the state $200,000 because your liver shot because you ate the wrong mushroom, or you can take this mushroom. And 200 people we found in California died because of eating the wrong mushroom, and the majority didn't have insurance. So just imagine what that has done to our Medi-Cal system and what it would do to your system, and how much it would relieve the Irish system.
If people knew which were the right mushrooms to take, as opposed to eating the wrong mushrooms and killing themselves.
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. So when you make psilocybin illegal, all that does is make people forage for other types that would hurt them.
Kevin Sanders is a medical marijuana advocate and obviously an advocate for the legalization of magic mushrooms. Kevin, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Moncrief on News Talk.
With Gas Networks Ireland. Natural gas is compatible with a wide range of modern appliances. gasnetworks.ie/movetogas.